that's what y'all get, Philadelphia. Now, King Germ, I need you to hear this, bro. I need you to hear this. I'm going to tell you why. Because in my fantasy league, I won my other one, right? Landslide on that one. But in the ESPN app, Hillman College versus My TDs Are Real. Matchup. Let's go. I had Kyler Murray. That nigga had a field day. He put up 57 points for my quarterback. He had Baker Mayfield, who also had a solid game. 26 points. I had Travis. I can never say his name, but y'all know what I'm talking about. From the Jaguars. He gave me a solid game. 14 points. And that was basically a wash because he had Kyren Williams from the Rams. He actually gave them 14.5. Boom. All right. I go down to Tennessee. Tony Pollard. He gave me a solid 13.5. But he had Devon Achane, who I have on my other squad, who helped me out. And, you know, he went off. He gave him 27 to that 13.5. Mike Evans did not show up. Despite the win over Detroit, he only had 3 receptions for 42 yards. That gave me 5.5 points. He countered that with CeeDee Lamb, who had a solid game, 4 receptions, 90 yards in the tub, 27.5. And my flex, DK Metcalf. Monster game, 10 receptions, 129, 1 touchdown, 40.5 points. He had Devontae Adams on my Raiders, who didn't pick it up until the fourth quarter, 28.0. I got George Kittle as well, 7 receptions, 76 yards at a tub, 20.5, not bad. He got my tight end on my other squad, Pat Freiermuth, from Pittsburgh. He had a bad game. 4 receptions, 39 yards, 6.5. And I take that back. DK Metcalf was not in my flex. Is Xavier Worthy from Kansas City, who gave me 2 receptions, 17 yards, 3.0. Now, here it is. Devontae Smith from the Eagles. Gave that man 20.5. I don't need to go out to the defensive player, defense, or the kicker. I'm going to tell you why. Before Monday night started, I was done. I had ended up with a total of 181 points flat. He was at 130, like 135 and some change, right? Let's just say 135.5. He ended up with 177.5. I beat him by 4 points. Less than 4 points, tell you the truth. Right? So, here's why I'm happy y'all lost, Philly. Because run the fucking ball, King Germ. Run the ball. Y'all have Saquon Barkley, who could not be stopped all goddamn game. Okay? All goddamn game. Run the ball with Saquon Barkley. No. And I had just finished talking to the homie. Literally, I just finished talking to the homie about this, where I'm like, dog, it's a possibility that he might get me or whatever. I mean, y'all gave him the ball 22 times for 95 yards. Give him the ball, bro. The nigga averaged 4.3 yards a carry. Give him the rock. As far as running the ball. But no, and I had just finished talking to the homie about this. I was like, man, funnier things has happened. Watch these niggas end up throwing the ball. Because I'm nervous that the next pass that comes from Jalen is going straight to Smith. That's his top receiver. I know because A.J. Brown is on my other squad and he's out. Well, actually, no, he was on this squad. Actually, he was on this squad and he was out. That's why I had Xavier Worthy in, because Brown is out with a hamstring injury. So you know who his number one receiver is, number 6. And he kept feeding. He kept feeding that nigga. I mean, well, I ain't gonna say kept feeding him. I mean, Smith ended up with 7 receptions, 76 yards in the tub. But it's like that nigga was, it just seemed like that nigga was always open. Except the last play of the game, which we'll get to. But I'm like, dog, I think it was like 6 minutes left. Philly scored. I was like, that's too much time. That's too much time for Philly. I mean, too much time for Atlanta. I already know that they not gonna score quick or whatever. Well, put it like this. I knew they weren't gonna chew up the clock. Philly had the ball almost 9 minutes in the fourth quarter. Crazy, right? So I'm like, I might have a chance. I have a chance. I'm up by 4, but I'm like, with 6 minutes left, 6+ minutes. I think it was like 6:38 at the moment. I'm like, damn, man. I'm about to go 1-1 in this league while the other one is 2-0. I wanted to go 2-0 and 2-0 in both leagues, but it's looking like that nigga going to get me because A.J. Brown is out. Smith is going to be the top receiver. The nigga keep getting open. Run the fucking ball. They could have ran the ball, dog. They could have ran the ball and they would have won that game. But no, they want to pull a fucking Seattle in the Super Bowl and throw the ball. And Butterfingers. And I'm not even going to even put that on Barkley. Because I could put it on the defense, too. Because look, now I'm kind of like, I'm like, these niggas about to score. At this point, look, I'm not even going for Atlanta, bro. I'm not going for Atlanta King Germ. I want y'all to turn the ball. I want y'all to force them niggas to turn the ball. You know it's 4-down territory, right? It's 4-down territory, so they got to try to score. Y'all let these niggas march downfield. And shout out to Drake London. I got him on the other squad, which it didn't matter because I had already won the matchup. The only thing that it did was just add more points. And that shit didn't really mean anything at the end of the day. I needed a turnover on downs or a turnover. And then I would have been cool because I know what y'all would have did then. Y'all would have ran the ball a couple of times, kneeled, go home. Y'all would have had a W. But y'all didn't. And that's what y'all get. Let's move on. My Raiders shocked the world. Shocked the world. But guess what? We showed the same shit last week. So to my cousin Jared, who always got to criticize my Raiders because he doesn't have a team and he's been hurt in the past or whatever type of whatever you want to call it that's between him and my Raiders, that nigga got to deal with it. That nigga been scorned his whole life. And I was trying to tell the niggas, if you're not watching the game, then it ain't no point in me trying to explain something to you that you're not seeing. All that, well, I play football and I play DB. I don't give a fuck about that shit. You want to know why? It doesn't matter when it comes to this. The game has changed 2 or 3 times since your ass played. No disrespect. But if you don't know what's going on, and you're a football player, so you should know, but you're not watching the games. Because you didn't know that we held the Chargers to 9 points for 3 quarters. Almost the same fucking thing we did to Baltimore. Which means we have a much better defense for the past 2 weeks than we did all last season. So what I'm trying to explain to you is that the reason why we lost that Chargers game is because we don't have an offense. And that same offense that showed up in that Chargers game was the same offense that showed up against these goddamn Ravens for the first 3 quarters. Until Max Crosby pulled that nigga Gardner to the side and said, stop being a little bitch. I'm going to get you the ball back, but stop acting like a little bitch. And they got footage of when that nigga was going off with the Colts. And he said, why you keep calling everybody little boys? He keep calling me a little boy. He keep calling me a little boy. He keep calling everybody little. He called you a little bitch this time because y'all on the same team. We don't have a quarterback that can get it done right now. But we got a defense that can get the offense back onto the field. But you can't keep doing that. This is not the early 2000 Ravens or Tampa Bay team, where the defense was the goddamn offense in some cases. No, we just this is what Derek Carr needed his whole career, was a defense that was going to get this nigga back onto the field. Man, I'm trying to tell y'all, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. But fantasy-wise, I'm 2-0. I'm doing good. We just recently found out that it's a lot of niggas being injured. Tua, I got to talk about it. It's time for him to retire. I don't care if it's not a hot take and everybody's been talking about it. We've seen him in that situation 3 times, once in college. It's more than just a sport. And I get it. Dog, something that you've been playing your whole life and you're still at your beginning stages of it in your professional career. It's hard to give that up. People that have been working a certain job for X amount of years, it's hard for them to retire from it, especially if they really love the job. Or even with some cats, we all claim to want to retire early and stuff like that, but don't really know the other side of retirement because we don't know what to do. I've seen that before. And I believe some people that do want to retire will retire and enjoy retirement. But there's a large portion of people that want to retire bad, but don't know what the fuck to do. Just the same thing with fame. You want the fame, but you wouldn't know how to handle the fame. So a lot of you niggas wouldn't know how to handle retirement, right? In this case, you have to force that nigga to retire. He's crumpling up his fingers. His arms are stiff out. His eyes is rolling in the back of his head. And he the one that made the hit. DeMar didn't even hit the nigga. He threw himself. Why couldn't he slide? It's over, bro. That shit is similar to an ankle sprain. Once you sprain your ankle, 9 times out of 10, you're going to sprain it again. It's easier for you to sprain it again. We've seen this multiple times, dog. I'm not even a Dolphins fan. And I'm like, yo, y'all got to take care. Y'all got to, what? That shit is scary, bro. Y'all got to think about the actual player or the human instead of the player. And they, yo, it's a huge possibility that he might roll this nigga out onto the field. I heard somebody say he's going to be out for 6 weeks. What does that even mean? What do you mean he's going to be out for 6 weeks? Nigga, he should be out. This is not no regular concussion protocol thing. He has been in this position on multiple times. We remember what happened in the Cincinnati game. We remember when he was playing for Bama on the sideline. We remember this. And I might be missing another one or two. It's not a good look. And here's the even sad part. Where he originally hit his head in that Cincinnati game, it was against Cincinnati, if I'm not mistaken. Last year. Or it was either last year or the year before. I want to say it was last year. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. It happened, right? Now, what I want to say is he hit at the back of his head, right? Since then, they have added extra cushioning to the inside of his helmet for that area. He didn't hit that area. He did not hit that. It was the crown of his helmet, more towards the front part. That's not a good dog. He got to sit down somewhere. He has to sit down. I don't give a shit about the goddamn Dolphins and they Super Bowl hopes or whatever the case may be. Nobody care about that shit. Y'all need to start caring about the people rather than the player. Y'all motherfuckers are stupid. Sit that nigga down, bro. In a minute, I ain't gonna even lie to you. It might look a little funny out there. That's just one quarterback. But I guarantee you, if it was a quarterback like Pat Mahomes, and I can only go with Pat Mahomes right now. There's not too many other quarterbacks that they would protect like Pat Mahomes. You need a face of the league, and that's it. If you was to take Pat Mahomes out of the game, they wouldn't have a quarterback to be the face of the league right now. Let something happen, just like when Brady got injured that 1 year. Was it the first game of the season? First or second game of the season? They went low. He's the reason why you can't go low on quarterbacks anymore. It's because what happened to Tom Brady. They're protecting the investment. You see what happens? That nigga go down in week one, and guess what? Nigga was writing it in the rule book. You can't go low on the quarterbacks. Let that had happened to Patrick Mahomes, where he had got a concussion like that on multiple times. I bet you niggas gonna be wearing them padded helmets on the outside. Shit that make you look like a bobblehead. I bet. I know. So we here now. We 1-1. We got the Panthers. They benched Bryce. And they bringing in the veteran, Andy Dalton. I don't know why I feel like this nigga gonna give us issues, but he might not. Our defense is pretty solid, though. Our front eight is playing good. It's really our line that's playing real good. The backers is somewhat solid. The DBs are hit or miss. But they have been consistent for these past two games. But I know that's a short sample amount, but from what I've seen out these two games out the gate, that's a lot, man. That's a lot as a Raider. As a Raider fan, that's a lot. Seeing that we gave the first game away and we, you know, the Ravens is 0-2 right now. You know, they had a chance to beat Kansas City and they even had a chance to beat us. We actually came back. I think we was down like 10. You know what I mean? So this is a team that has been in position to win two games, but, you know. Now, me and the homie got into a little debate. It was a gang of shit, you know. We talked about Pittsburgh and how Mike Tomlin he's been on his Greg Popovich run where he's made the playoffs 21 years in a row. He's never missed the playoffs, but now he's in a situation where he's dealing with two inconsistent quarterbacks. One being injury prone and getting older. And the other one is a youngster who just hasn't figured it out yet. So I'm thinking that streak is on the line. Another thing was the homie claims that Baltimore doesn't have the proper running offense for Derrick Henry to complement Derrick Henry. I can't confirm or deny that that's really the issue. Because they did go up against a great defense that week. Not saying that they're going to be top five defense for the rest of the season. But they do play Dallas. And Dallas is in need of a win too. Even though they're 1-1, they're in need of a win. And the Ravens are desperately in need of a win because as they go down 0-3, their chances of making it to the playoffs is pretty bad. This playoff run early in the season is not shaping out too good as far as the usual suspects. I mean, Buffalo's still there. You know what I mean? Kansas City will still be there, but Kansas City is dealing with injuries and they're dealing with an unproven receiving core. You see what I'm saying? Again, when you look at the AFC North, it looks pretty nasty over there because Joe Burrow, they 0-2. 0-2. They lost in New England. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, and I don't think he doesn't have the same weapons. They lost their running back. Their second receiver is out. T. Higgins is out. And Chase doesn't have a contract, which needs to be talked about more. He's going to be a disgruntled receiver giving his body away without a contract. So you think that nigga going to be playing all the time? You see how he blew his top last game. Nigga was ready to fight. So you think that ain't because of, you think that was just because of a quote unquote little bit of a dirty play? No, that nigga ain't got paid yet, bro. So he out there getting slung around without any money. But we gonna see, man. Christian McCaffrey, I drafted him number one in my other drafts. This nigga is gonna be out for a minimum of three to four more weeks. But I mean, look, as long as I could ride the ship until he's gone, it's just a plus, a major plus. And I don't want him to be rushed back anyway. You know what I mean? So Debo's gonna be out for a while. Cooper Kupp just got, you know, he going to be out for a couple of weeks. Whoever has him, God bless you. God bless you, because this is the part of his career where he might not be playing the full 17 anymore. You know, but he still got hands and his speed has decreased a little bit. But Cooper Kupp is nice still. I don't want to shit on him like that. Overrun with BTG, man. I just had to say that. I had to come in here and shit on them fucking Eagles, man, because them niggas almost cost me a fucking fantasy game. And yes, that shit matters. Because if y'all would have played this shit like how y'all was supposed to, then I wouldn't be shitting on y'all like that. I'd actually be praising y'all. The NFC East is trash any fucking way. Golly, who's going to win that division over there? Philly, if y'all let the fucking Dallas Cowboys win that division, y'all niggas probably never, ever make my show again. If y'all let them niggas win. They just paid their receiver and their quarterback. And you know them niggas. Stop counting niggas' pockets. Don't let them niggas win that division, dog. Y'all could do better than that. Real talk. Like, seriously, do better, Philly. That's y'all fault. Don't blame it on Barkley. If y'all would have handed the fucking ball off instead of throwing into him, then we wouldn't be in this goddamn position right now. Whatever. Y'all did a good job. That tush push or that push tush, whatever y'all shit call it, I think y'all did that shit about 3 or 4 times. That shit is, they ain't lying. That shit is in the like with the mid to high 80s. That shit is phenomenal. But yeah. By the grace of God, I'll see you niggas next week, man. I'll see you niggas next week. My fantasy football is doing good. I'm proud of myself. You still gotta make moves. You still gotta move some shit around, and I missed a couple of moves that I should have made, but we're going to see how it pans out, man. We're going to see how it pans out. Open run with BTG. Man, I'm up out of here. I know I'm forgetting something crazy. But y'all go over there to, y'all tune in tomorrow. Me and Britt killed it. Knocked it out of the park. Featuring Britt, the coworkers. Go check that out. I ain't even going to give y'all too much. Just know the coworkers.